A proposed data center development in Macomb County is off the table for now, much to the relief of area residents. WJR's Marie Osborne has the very latest. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hello, Paul. The San Francisco-based real estate firm has pulled its rezoning request for more than 300 acres in Washington Township, ending, at least for now, a plan that has drawn some pretty heavy community opposition. Township leaders say the move clears the item from next month's agenda, while the developer signals it might revisit the project once local zoning rules are updated. Residents have pushed back against this plan. They say the fight isn't over. They've renewed calls for a temporary ban on new data center proposals as officials study possible ordinance changes. Township leaders say that the review is already underway with public input expected before any decisions are finalized. Meanwhile, similar concerns are surfacing in Washtenaw County. Leaders in Ypsilanti are backing a one-year plan to halt new water and sewer connections for large-scale computing facilities. At the heart of that is a University of Michigan and Los Alamos planned supercomputing site in Ypsilanti Township. So, Paul, officials there cite the massive water demands that are tied to these kinds of operations. Opponents say facilities can require millions of gallons of water each day and produce substantial wastewater that then has to be carefully treated.
You know, whoever figures this out first is going to be a superstar city or county or state, because there's no question that supercomputers and data centers and all of that are the future. I mean, that's unavoidable unless somebody comes up with a better idea that I'm not aware of, and they haven't yet. But I'm wondering if the rejection by the community is similar to the rejection of things in our past that we finally came around and figured out how to do. I remember when they wanted to put windmills, when windmills were in favor, they wanted to put windmills in, and people who were all for power and regenerating power and reusable power and all the stuff that whatever they say said, oh, yeah, we need that. And then they said, well, we're going to put a windmill in your backyard. What? No, you're not. I'm wondering if we go back to 102 years ago when radio stations wanted to put, only WJR is 102 years old, but radio stations wanted to put radio towers in fields or backyards. And I wonder if people then said, whoa, what are you doing? No way. I mean, I don't expect you to know because you were so little back then.
I completely agree. Is this, you know, just the same song, second verse? However, I think in this case, some real serious modifications have to be made to some of these plans to really get municipalities and residents to sign on to this, because there's some real concerns about the grid, the electricity,
the water.
All of that. I mean, these are, I think these are basically unanswered questions, and people feel a little pushed.
The first people to come up with some answers, like we can use the water again, or we this, or they can have their own little nuclear power plant on location. But I love your line, same song, second verse. Always a pleasure, Marie. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne here with Paul W. Smith on WJR.